All right, guys, it's Brendan here coming at you again with our last interview at HCC's Green Fest today. I'm going to take you over to Ryan Record, who is over there live. Ryan?
Hello and good afternoon from Green Fest at the FET building at Howard Community College. I'm joined today by Dave and Roz and Chris here without her headset. And they have a little coral reef initiative. So tell me a bit about yourselves and what you're doing here.
Well, we love to swim in coral reefs, and it occurred to us that it would be great if other people could get to do the same thing without having to go all the way to the Caribbean. So we are going to create a coral reef in a swimming pool this summer.
Revolutionary. That's the first time I've heard of that.
Well,
elaborate.
It's a pretty original idea. So the way we're going to do it, the health department said, nah, on the live fish. So we're making hundreds of fish out of fabric, and they're going to float, all of them, hundreds of them. And we're making coral out of all kinds of found objects like pool noodles and sponges and computer wire. And we're going to have huge seams of reefs on the sides of the pool, and you're going to be able to snorkel through and feel like you are really in the reef.
Radical. That's awesome. And what are you trying to accomplish with this?
Well, a couple of things. We want to just give people the experience and the joy and excitement of what the beauty is of a coral reef and the colors and the amazing fish, but we also want to highlight for people how important the reefs are in the ocean and how important it is for us to save our ocean.
Absolutely, yeah. Coral reefs are disappearing at an astronomical rate.
That's right. And the more people that are aware of how important and wonderful they are, the more chance that people will put their energy, money, and behaviors into doing the things that keep them alive.
Absolutely. It's really important for ocean health. I remember seeing a video is like contrasting what happened in the Great Barrier Reef over the last 20 years, and it looks like a desolate wasteland there now. It makes me sad. It's sick.
This will give people a really interesting experience. They'll actually be able to learn how to snorkel because we're going to have Columbia Scuba providing masks and providing snorkels for them. So there'll be a little practice area, and then they'll be able to slowly just go through the path snorkeling along the water and seeing the fish and the coral and the whole environment. And it'll be a pretty interesting, we think, both realistic and fantastic experience. They'll see some fish they'll never see in the ocean, and they'll see some fish they'll recognize, like that silver barracuda fish, for example. You know, they'll definitely see that in the ocean. And those are some of the shy animals, the barracudas. You know, when you actually go in the ocean, those are the fish that sort of hide from you. So, and then when they come out of the water, they'll be able to look at the different educational exhibits from a whole bunch of different sponsors that will teach them about the dangers of plastic in the water, the importance of, caring for the environment. So it'll be a combination of experiential and looking at different kinds of art, and also of learning and education.
Yeah, definitely an educational experience, to say the least. And interesting at that, when is this all going down, folks?
It's going down on July 20th and 21st
at
the McGill Common Pool in King's Contrivance in Columbia.
Excellent. That's my hood.
That's your
hood?
I grew
up, yeah.
Okay. And Columbia Association is our host. They're going to provide lifeguards and all that good stuff.
Fantastic.
And it'll be open to anybody. You don't have to be a member of the CA pool for that weekend. It'll be free.
That's awesome. Wow. And how long are you planning on keeping, like, the diorama up? I know you're going to probably remove the coral, but did you say you're going to, like, paint the inside of the pool as well?
No, they wouldn't let us
All right,
do that.
Not that far out.
We've actually acquired actual shower curtains, but that will not make you, if you hear the word shower curtains, you're not thinking what we're going to do. These are these huge photographic scenes that are very realistic of turtles and coral and reef, and they're going to be lining the entire pool.
That's what I'm talking about. Wow. This is quite a feat, guys. I've never heard of anything like this, so breaking the mold.
We don't think this has been done anywhere, and we're really excited to try and make this happen. There's so many different people working on the art. So, for example, there's a seniors group that's doing fish parties. There's a number of people who are making the coral pieces. So it's really a participatory thing. And if it works well the first year, who knows? You know, maybe we'll take it to more pools, or maybe we'll make it bigger, hopefully maybe for a longer period of time. We're just experimenting. You know, we're just trying to have a little fun with a little education.
Yeah, for sure, the tester. So what have you guys thought about Greenfest so far?
It's got some great exhibits. I haven't been here in a number of years, and it's much bigger than what I remember it being.
It's huge. Yeah, the turnout today was spectacular.
It was a great day, too. The weather was
senior.
And we especially like the live turtles. Those were really cool.
Oh, yeah. I missed out on those.
Yeah, they're still out there.
They're still down there.
Excellent.
Yeah, we're into the turtles because, you know, we don't just talk about things, but Rosie's actually done turtle rescue, you know, where she spent time, you know, babysitting the turtles and until they hatched, and then they did a turtle release into the water. So you know, we're into going to the coral reefs, experiencing them, and then coming back and telling people about the story, how amazing they are and how interesting and exciting they are. There's a whole other world down there. We call it Fish TV.
So this is definitely a great community initiative. And what do you think a program such as this means for the community?
I think that there's lots of different ways to provide education. And, you know, we all went to school and, you know, have sort of had that the teacher standing in front of the class saying, here's what you need to learn, or read the book, here's what you need to learn. It's a totally different kind of education when you can actually get in the water and experience it yourself. You know, you know what we say about snorkeling is the slower you snorkel, the more you'll see, right? And so there's going to be so much to see in this one outdoor pool, you know, which is, it's a pretty big outdoor pool, you know,
yeah.
It's got five or six lanes, that kind of thing. But, you know, when people experience it, it's a totally different kind of impact on them than when they just read about it in the book or even see it on TV. You know, you're going to be in the water, surrounded by water, fish everywhere, coral down there, scenes that you wouldn't believe, and you'll come away going, I'm ready to go to the Caribbean.
For sure. So is there anything you'd like to see done in Howard County to further the Going Green initiative?
Yes. I think that there's a lot of groups that are out there that are doing really good work. But like all groups, they're underfunded, and it would be great to see more staffing, more programs. There's a lot of stuff out there. The other thing is people don't know about a lot of the things that are happening. So at the Coral Reef Encounter, we're hoping to have lots of people have exhibits so that when we attract lots of people to go through the coral and through the water, they'll also be able to learn about some of these other programs.
Yeah, this is important for raising awareness. I like what you guys are doing.
Well, you know, we also want to get some of the politicians and, you know, we want to get them into the water. You know, we want to see, you know, the...
we should have a dunking booth, maybe.
Well, I think even just getting them to put on a mask and a snorkel and go through, you know, maybe the president of the college or, you know, the Howard County executive, you know, be fun to get them in the water because then they'll think differently the next time when there's a budget issue. And, you know, they'll remember what it was like and how important it is for people to learn that way.
Yeah, it gives them a new perspective. A trial run. But, you know, maybe next year. That's not too far out of the water for you guys.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, well, we're into immersing ourselves in this experience.
Keep the cheesy puns coming. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're definitely into puns. And, we were threatening to show some movies, and because this is a, you know, sophisticated college audience, we can say that, you know, we were going to do Finding Nemo for the sophisticated college students. Then we thought, well, maybe it would be better to do Jaws. That would be a good one. And then for some people who are older like us, maybe Reefer Madness.
All right, one last question for you folks. anything that you've seen in Maryland, perhaps the Bay, that gives you hope for a greener future here?
Well, all the young people that are here is what gives me hope. That I think the generation younger than under 50 maybe are much more aware of all of what we need to do to save our planet, our Earth, our waters, and that gives me a lot of hope because a lot of the grown-ups aren't doing such a great job.
Absolutely. Yeah, we got to educate.
Yeah, there's a lot the grown-ups have to make up for, and so we're trying to do our share and set an example of, you know, what the older generation should be doing to try and make the world just a little bit better for the people who are going to be inheriting it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time, folks. It's been a lot of fun. This is Ryan Record from Dragon Digital Radio, joined by Roz and Dave for their Coral Reef Initiative happening at McGill's Common Pool in King's Contrivance on July 20th and July 21st. Be sure to get out and catch that one, folks.
Thank you so much for having us.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.